How big is your wholeness? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. How big is your wholeness? Now, I go around the world giving seminars on positive thinking, positive living, positive actions for all things. And as I do this, I have audiences of different sizes. Some are just a family audience in a home. Some are in schoolrooms, and some are in auditoriums. And I'm never sure what I'm going to be set up with next. Because went to Basel the other day. As we went into Basel, the lady who was in charge of rooms said, well, you can have any room you want. And so Silva said, well, this room would probably be good, but we might just need the other room. And so the lady said, well, take the bigger room. Take the bigger room, and you just watch. Well, we took the bigger room, and it filled up very nicely. Filled up very nicely. The littler room would have been kind of cramped, but the bigger room was just beautiful. And we had beautiful pictures of it, but the thing is, we were ready for a larger response. And we had a larger response. Always, my seminars are filled to capacity. Always, my seminars are filled with people who want the story that I have to share with them. They're always filled to capacity. Now, when we talk about our healing, when we talk about wholeness, do we talk about wholeness in parts, or do we talk about it in total? I'm whole and perfect. Yeah, but my head hurts, my heart hurts, my hands hurt, my this hurts. Oh, my arthritis, my rheumatism, my lumbago, whatever, you know. And I say, would you mind shutting your mouth? Well, what do you mean? You're supposed to help me with my healing needs. Yes, I am helping you with your wholeness desires. Now, in your wholeness desire, do you have lumbago and rheumatism and arthritis? Well, no. Well, then why are you bringing it up? Because that's what I'm experiencing. Good for you. You just keep right on experiencing whatever it is, you keep bringing it up. If you're going to bring up, I'm whole and perfect, and then think of your hands as the beautiful fingers of a pianist playing on the keys in perfect harmony. Just think of yourself as an artist where you have your fingers deftly painting on the canvas. Just think of yourself doing everything perfect. Think of yourself going for a walk, and instead of saying as you lift your legs and climb the hills, or say, I feel so good, wow. This morning I was walking the path, and I had usually walked the path in a sort of a meditative walk, but this morning I thought, hey, that's over. I'm walking this path with gusto, with enthusiasm, with joy. And so I stretched out my legs and I started, and it felt very good. Felt very good. I wasn't tired at all. In fact, I didn't even sit down this time going around. I just stopped to pull my socks up on my shoes a little bit, but I didn't sit down hardly. And it's just wonderful. I didn't feel tired. I didn't feel the desire to sit and meditate because I was meditating so much while I was walking, you know. And it's a wonderful thing. What sort of a healing are you interested in? What sort of wholeness are you interested in? Are you interested in whole wholeness, or are you interested in partial wholeness? Well, you will have whatever it is you think about. And if you're going to think about your migraine headaches, if you're going to think about your hurts and your whatevers, that's where your attention is, and that's where your healing wholeness stops. You may be able to work it on that and come through that and be relieved of the problem and experience wholeness there, but you won't have wholeness in all areas because you like to play the game. You like to play the, oh, this hurts, oh, that hurts, oh, this isn't right, oh, that isn't right. You know, there's a saying we're supposed to count our blessings, not our curses. Mm-hmm. Now, why do we count our curses? Because if you're not a good boy, your mother or the school teacher says, now you go to the blackboard and you write on the blackboard, I promise to be a good boy, I promise to be a good boy, or I won't be a bad boy, I won't be a bad boy. And so 100 times we write that down, and so each time we write it down, we say, I got boiling up inside of us in anger and so forth, and we have no healing. We have no wholeness. Well, this is what you do when you go to the doctor, and the doctor says, now take these pills. You say, I hate pills. Oh, I hate doctors. I hate this. I hate that. And still you go there. Still you go there, and you cooperate with what they say to a degree. But what are you doing? What are you doing? You're counting your curses. You're counting your curses. That should be the title of our talk, really, counting your curses. But no. Are you counting your curses? You're counting your curses every time you enumerate your unhappinesses. What do you want for Christmas? And the little boy says, oh, I have everything. Whatever I get for Christmas is just extra. I have everything. I'm already full with everything I could ever want. And you know, that little child is just abundantly showered with gifts because they don't have a want list. They say, I already have it. And so their parents and Santa Claus make sure they get it, you know. Whereas the kid is always moaning, I don't have nothing. I have no toys. I have nothing to play with. I've got nothing, you know. Well, so then he gets nothing. And the things that he has break. The things that he has falls apart. What kind of a healing do you want? What kind of wholeness are you after? Are you after a wholeness where you are whole and perfect in every area of your body? Or are you going to have a little pain here and there? Are you going to be thankful for the few pains you don't have and recognize the pains that you do have? You know, a lot of people, oh, I'm so glad I don't have their pains. I got enough of my own. Well, thanks a lot. You know, you don't need to say you have any. Don't name and claim anything you don't want. Name and claim whatever it is you do want. And tell me, as your practitioner, what it is that is your desire of your heart. Now, is the desire of your heart, now listen carefully and don't jump to a conclusion, is the desire of your heart to be whole and perfect, or is the desire of your heart to be aware that you already are whole and perfect? Is the desire of your heart to be aware that you already... Because if you say you want to be whole and perfect, you never will be. When are you going to do it? When are you going to do it? When are you going to do it? And you never get around to it. And so then the person does the task themselves, and then you come around and say, well, I got a few minutes now. What was it you wanted done? Oh, I've already done it. I've already done it. Thank you very much. That's nice of you to think about doing it all. I appreciate that. Don't knock off the golden key. And so, when you have any desire in your heart, recognize that that desire is an illustration of something that already exists somewhere in this universe, that already exists in your heart. Now, let yourself reveal it to yourself that it already exists. You don't have to make it happen. You don't have to make it come about. It already exists. Every car that I've ever dreamed about, sooner or later someone designs it, you know. And every car that I ever say that it's just too good to be true, well, I never have it. But every car that I just say, that's my car, that's me, I have it. Interesting, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I went down to El Central, the church there, and I had a little Mazda car, which was just fine, but they wanted me to have a better car. And I said, well, thank you very much. They said, well, go to any dealer you want, choose any car you want, and that's fine. And I thought the church was not too successful, because I didn't count the tithes and offerings that were sent in. And it was a very wealthy church. So I said, well, I want a Mercedes 450 SL, you know. And they said, okay. So I went around town, no one handled it. And so I said to the board, nobody handled it in town. Well, the board says, go over to Palm Springs, they handle it. And he says, go over to VIP over there. And so I went over to VIP, and sure enough, they had it. Sure enough, they had just what I wanted, and sure enough, I got it. And when it came time to realize it, the church was very easily handling it with no problem at all. Well, now, I didn't settle for anything other than what I wanted. Just what I wanted, and I got it. Now, later, I did. It's so easy for us to lose our way when we come to working with wholeness, because we have a tendency to think we have to reiterate the problems to come up with the solutions. And that's not the truth. Even the doctor doesn't need to know your problem to come up with a solution. The doctors today have found that the major problem that the world has today is called stress. And that if the doctor will treat everybody for stress, all of their problems will go away. All of their anxieties, all of their worries, all of their unhappinesses will go away. And you say, well, that seems kind of simplistic. And yes, it is rather simplistic. But it's what it's all about. We have the tendency to build a mountain out of a molehill. And then we go and look at the mountain, and we think it's as big as it is. And it really isn't very big at all. It's up to us to begin today to decide what it is that we want out of life. And if you will go around in all circumstances and say, I'm whole and perfect. If you go around in all circumstances and say, I like me. If you go around in all circumstances and say, I express the divinity in me right now. If you go around under all circumstances with these positive frames of mind, you'll find that every dream in your heart not only was met, but now you are aware that it's met. Not only was met, but you now are aware that it always was waiting for you to claim it and name it, and name it and claim it. So, name and claim that wholeness that you are, not the halfness that you are. If a doctor would give you a pill for tension, all your problems would disappear because you'd no longer put your attention on them. If a doctor would give you a little attention by saying, all you have to do is to start saying every day, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. And keep saying that to yourself, morning to night, 250 million times. Just say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And pretty soon, the principle, which is the only cause that works for us, pretty soon the principle will say, I guess you really do like yourself. You keep saying it enough, and you keep acting about it enough, and you keep putting it in your consciousness enough. All right, so you like yourself. So then I like you too. And so then you're whole and perfect. And so go for it, you know. Because the principle says whatever you put your attention to, that is what the principle brings forth in your life. And the principle doesn't say it's right or wrong or good or bad or anything. The principle just says, what wouldst thou of me? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want in your life? Put that principle to work today and get the allness, I like me. I'm whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function, my body is whole and perfect. I like me, I like me, I like me. And when you do that, everything is yours now. Remember that, apply that, enjoy that, use that, live that, be that, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.